This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in April this year. We're talking about no other than TPT Global Tech, Inc. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol TPTW. And with me today is the president and chairman of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Stephen Thomas. Stephen, welcome back to the show.
Oh, likewise, Everett. Thank you for inviting me back, and I look forward to talking to you, as always.
Yeah, no, thank you for coming on the show. Today, you guys put out a press release, and I want to talk about that particular press release that you guys put out today. It said TPT Global Tech Medical Division completes manufacturing on the first of its kind, a quick lab. What is that? Why is that so important, and why now?
Well, you know, I think in our last show, we talked about our medical division, and we were in the PPE business and so forth. And, you know, we put out a press release a couple weeks ago about that we had bought Air Fitness, a mobile gym manufacturing facility here in San Diego. And what we've done is we've taken that manufacturing facility and we converted it into the ability to actually manufacture these mobile COVID testing facilities. And we plan to put them all across the United States, and we're talking to individuals in Europe, Middle East, and Latin America. And it's a rapid test type of environment. Not only will we be able to test for COVID, but we'll be able to test for other types of situations as well, as far as vitamin D deficiencies and different things, influenza and other types of medical situations that one may want to be tested for. So we see a huge market in the whole COVID testing market here in the U.S. and abroad, and we're really excited to be a part of it and to be able to manufacture these turnkey solutions for government agencies and corporations so they can test and monitor their employees on a daily, weekly basis. We think it's tremendous. And to be able to be the first one, one of the first ones in the United States with this type of solution, I think it's going to set us apart from everybody else.
You know, first and foremost, you guys are a technology company. As you know, we get a lot of emails here about different companies. One of the emails that we recently received was to ask you a question about the 4G, 5G upgrade. Where are we at on that? It seems like you guys are kind of putting that on the hold, or can you bring us up to speed what you guys have done lately?
Well, no. You know, COVID has really slowed, like I think I said in the last interview, it's really slowed down our ability to be able to start to upgrade. But to date, we've updated about 30% of our U.S. network to the 4G plus 5G network. So we're slowly but surely, you know, building out those 220 sites across Middle America, and we're moving forward. It's all, you know, and now that it's, you know, things are open back up, it's gotten a little easier for us to actually deploy a little bit faster now that summer's here and so forth. You know, we had to deal with the winter months, we had to deal with the COVID outbreak and shutdown. So things are moving along nicely.
You know, not only your company, just companies in general that are on the OTC, always trying to grow their business, trying to find ways to finance that. That being said, we recently talked in past shows about raising some money. Have you given that any thought, and how are you going to do that?
Well, you know what? It's kind of, I'm glad you asked that question. You know, we were in the process of doing a 506B, which is primarily for accredited investors, guys with, you know, $1 million net worth. And it was a, you know, $100,000 minimum buy-in to be able to invest in TPT Global Tech. And I don't know, Everett, if a lot of people understand that, you know, when you see 150, 200 million shares of TPT Global Tech traded in a daily and on a daily basis with $4 million worth of activity, that money's in the market. That money's not coming directly into TPT Global Tech so that we can actually, you know, execute on our plan. So as I sat back and I thought about, you know, this raise that we're about ready to do, I said, well, geez, you know what? We've got all these loyal TPT Global Tech shareholders that helped us get through this whole convertible debt situation. I said, why don't we do something where they can actually invest in this transaction, you know, and help the company and bring money directly into the company. So we decided to do what's called the Rig 8 Plus, which, you know, you can actually take this to be a registered securities, and you can actually put it in your 401k, invest in this, and which brings investor dollars directly into TPT Global Tech. So we are just finishing up the private placement document. The auditors are under review, and then once they're under review, we'll put it out into the marketplace and let people know that, you know, the everyday guy that's investing, you know, in the common shares can come in and put money directly into the company to help us execute our expansion plans domestically and internationally.
And your game plan is still on track to raise $40 million?
Well, you know what? We actually increased it to $50 million.
$50 million.
We actually increased it to $50 million because of the type of raise that it is.
Let's talk about convertible debt. Where are we at on that?
Well, I also said in our last interview, too, that the convertible debt guys had basically converted all of their shares that were in reserve. I think it's something like 670 million shares. And I go back to our loyal shareholders. I mean, they did a great job of buying up all those shares, and those guys were putting pressure on the stock, and they drove the stock down from 14 cents down to, you know, 002. And then once those guys were out of reserve shares to convert into the market, you saw the stock start to run, and it almost hit 3 cents, and I think we're trading somewhere around 2 cents today. And we're really excited. So those guys are pretty much on the sidelines. One of the biggest ones, Odyssey, recently signed an addendum to their convertible debt offering, or I'm sorry, to their note, basically converting their note to just a term loan, which also decreased the derivative expense on our balance sheet, probably about $4 million. So we're still in negotiation with the final two, and I'm hoping to have resolution with those guys, you know, here in the next week or so.
This is my personal opinion. I still feel that your stock is very undervalued here, around 2 cents a share, with a market cap around $17 to $20 million. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from the interview today, and maybe what you're looking forward to here in the next 2 or 3 months?
Well, listen, you know, it's funny that you said that. You said the exact same thing on my first interview. I think we were trading around 002, right? And here we are today at 2 cents. So right there is a good indication of how hard we're working as a company. And I want people to really understand that, look, you know, you have to have a diversity. We're a holding company, first of all, and I believe in diversification and having different silos to be able to diversify the risk of the company. You know, and all these acquisitions that we do, there is a purpose or a meaning behind it. It may not be evident at the beginning, but as you start to pay attention to the company and track the company, you start to see the results. For example, you know, putting out a press release of TPT Global Tech buying Air Fitness, a gym company. Well, why the hell would you do that? Well, now, if you see the press release we put out today, it's a key component that we now have the manufacturing facility to turn out hundreds of quick labs on a monthly basis for ourselves, as well as our own customers and here in the U.S. and internationally. So, you know, just pay attention to what we're doing, because I also tell people as well, you know, I've been doing this for 20 years, and, you know, back in the day, in early telecom, you know, the value of was owning the network. In 2020, the value is not in owning the network. The value is what content or what's going through the network is the value. So when we go and we buy a type of a company, or it becomes an edge device, because at the end of the day, these micro labs, these quick labs are an edge device. They tie to our 5G network, and we're pushing that content through our infrastructure, right, driving revenue for the company. It doesn't matter if it's a quick lab, or if it's a smartphone, or if it's a movie. It's all the edge by pushing over our infrastructure as we create these end-to-end solutions domestically and internationally. I think that's really important for our investors to understand that's our outlook on how we see our growth opportunity as a company.
My guest today has been Stephen Thomas. He is the chairman and CEO of TPT Global Tech, Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol TPTW. Sir, I want to thank you for coming on the show. You know, I'm rooting for you guys out there. I've watched your stock go, like you said, go from 002 to almost 2 cents here. And it's went above that and come back down. And I believe you guys are on the right trajectory and you're going in the right place.
Well, I appreciate Everett for having me on, and like always, I look forward to coming on, you know, again. Please invite me.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.